Hello.
Hello. Hello, Pricey. Paul DeJersey.
Ah! Governor of Queensland, His Excellency. I've got to do the right thing. Hey, I don't want to muck that up. His Excellency, Paul DeJersey. Now I can get back to normal. How are you, mate?
Well, thanks, Pricey. And you, what colour shirt are you wearing today?
The shirt I've got on now, you went through this little town. I got it in Tully. I've been buying shirts for many, many years, and I've got two amazing shirts from the wonderful sugar town of the big golden gumboot of Tully. When was the last time you went up to, where did you go, Ellaris?
It was last year, Ingham, Tully, and it was last year, and Innisfail.
And you went to the celebration at Ellaris, didn't you?
That's right.
Mate, I've got a very...
Ellaris or Ellerish?
Oh, good point. You know, well, you're the governor, whatever you say. Hey, I've got a very serious question, firstly.
Yes.
I hope you're ready for this. When's Government House open for afternoon
now,
tea and scones?
Beg your pardon?
When's Government House open for tea and scones in the afternoon?
Well,
yes.
hasn't been for a while with COVID, but we're getting back to normal.
How's Kay, mate?
She's fine.
Good. Now, it's an honour for us.
She's coming up to council today with me.
Oh, are you up today for tomorrow?
Yes. Oh, we're up today for tomorrow.
For tomorrow, okay.
We've got to come up. Yeah. Got to come up the day before. We can't keep the people of Townsville waiting.
No, we certainly love seeing you. Mate, what does being an Aussie mean to you?
Oh, it means being one of many wonderful people throughout the nation, 25 million. They're all wonderful people in their own different ways. And I think we must always, of course, hope to be a unified nation.
We must
all do our best to secure that and be good to each other, be kind to each other. The other thing that impresses me about Australians, Queenslanders in particular, over the last 7 years, as I've observed them, is their great generosity of spirit.
Yep.
Over this past year with COVID, there have been countless acts of kindness by Queenslanders in particular to neighbours and strangers, especially those made more vulnerable by the pandemic.
Yep, yep.
And the other thing I should say, in relation to the last 12 months, is to note the stamina, the patience, the goodwill of frontline workers in health and other vital areas. They have just been beyond outstanding, frankly.
Look, you're so right. Our here are truly superb. Where do you see, this is probably a bit hard, but where do you see Australia in 10 years? Seeing over the last year we've changed so much as governor of this wonderful state, where do you see us going over, say, the next decade as we start a brand new decade?
Well, Pricey, I'm an optimist, and I would like to think that in 10 years' time, we'll be even bigger and better than we are now. And part of our challenge, as we're told, is to increase our population. I think we're on a good trajectory. I think it's amazing that we've survived the COVID challenge in the way we have. I mean, we're a world leader in relation to that, and that's acknowledged generally. We hope that remains the case, but I think our experience with COVID, which came completely out of left field, shows that we are a wonderful, adaptive community, and I think that puts us in a really good position for the future.
Your Excellency, what will unify us?
Oh, that's a hard question.
I know it is, mate. But you see, that is something that is really important, certainly in our beautiful city. Our first Australians proudly, with over 40,000 years of history. Around this country, people sometimes get a little confused. I reckon we're pretty good. I got some of the great Butler is one of my dearest mates, and he's a great fellow. What will unify us? What will give us a better name? Okay, let's say that.
Well, I think being kind to each other, yep. recognising each other's strengths and weaknesses, and working together for the common good.
Yep.
I think it's basically that.
Yeah. Now, have you been the Queen's representative? Have you had a chat to Liz lately?
not for a while.
What?
I'm not naive, Pricey, but I just can't understand division in society.
What do you mean?
I just can't understand why it's there, because we're all...
Okay.
We're all people in our own ways, and there's no real reason why we can't get on together. So that'd be my...
You know, you're right. Hey, there is no reason. You bet. You were Chief Justice. I'll just ask you this very quickly. What would you say to the kids that have gone astray? We've had a few issues in our city. What would you... Because I know, you know, you're a really good fella. You're down to earth. As Chief Justice, you would have seen some sad things. You've seen some great things. What would you say to kids?
Look, I think with kids, it's really important that they just recognise that... But they are human beings. They're young human beings. They've got a life ahead of them.
Yep.
They've got enormous opportunity in this country and enormous help. Enormous help when they get into difficulties.
Yeah.
But just to accept guidance and not kick against the traces. The advice I generally give at schools when I visit them these days, when I'm asked about the future for the kids, is look, just do your best and to others.
Tomorrow you'll be here for our official flag raising. Raising the flag is a very special moment, isn't it, Governor?
It certainly is.
And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for all our celebrations for our Australia Day. Governor of Queensland, His Excellency Paul De Jersey, I truly thank you for giving me a call. I suppose you'll send me the bill, the Telstra bill. I look forward to seeing you in a tropical shirt tomorrow.
I'm not sure about that.
No, I don't think so. Mate, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, Pricey. Thank you.